could probably get an easement established, but you'd have to file and then you'd have to find what the least obtrusive method through the landlord's property and or the farmer's property and that kind of thing.
But my question is, where is her proof on for a survey or anything that would have come from the mapping department showing whether she has any easements or not? We're just going on feelings again, not based on.
Well, I'm not going on feelings. I'm asking the taxpayer the question.
We could keep it for another day and pull the survey
of any easement that we possess. It is landlocked.
Well, I mean, I'm willing to have that checked out. We can table it, but
fair market value is what someone is willing to give for a property and what a seller is willing to take. And she did say that she'd had an offer, no matter what company it was, for $40,000.
How long ago?
I don't know. When did that guy offer you the $40,000?
Oh, we get them, I'd say, every 2 to 3 years. They look like they're almost system generated.
Oh.
You know, they're fishing. They're like, call us if you want this. There
right.
Must be.
It's
just fishing, but that's
okay. I thought you were legitimately talking about fishing in the creek there for a moment,
no.
But no, you're talking about pH.
Yes, pH.
High fishing. Okay,
I mean,
gotcha.
They are mailed to the address and
Gotcha.
Yeah, but you kind of want to scratch your head going, dude, have you seen it? Like, are you sure? Why are you even sending this?
Okay.
So,
Coach,
you have a value in mind.
To me, that's the only thing she's ever received on it, and
yeah, but I mean, it sounds like that's not really.
And again, yeah, they're just looking for somebody that's wanting to whatever.
It does need to go up. I just don't know how much we can.
It's landlocked, yeah.
I just don't know how much we can do it. I mean,
if 500 an acre, it would be like 16.5.
It would be what?
16,500.
500 an acre.
And that's the minimum in the county.
Yeah, but still think for 20 some years or who knows how long before that. We just got till 2007 here. I'm assuming it's been little to none on this.
1,000 an acre would be 33.
I mean, obviously, if you take what Johnny Morris is paying for property out there, you but I mean, this one is, I mean, this is up against the Arkansas line and landlocked around 500 some odd acres.
Right.
So.
Yeah. And it's a cliff. It's not flat. It's got this vertical challenge from the power line. It's kind of got three strikes against it.
I don't know. I think, did we say it's almost, it's 32, 33?
It's 33.49 calculated acres.
33.
And 32.67 deeded acres. And we've got her calculated at her deeded acres. We go for the smaller one.
I don't know. I was thinking 60,000, but I.
And I was thinking 40. So.
No.
40? I think 40 sounds good. I mean, there's a giant ravine down there. And there's a cliffside where a bunch of cattle, so you can't really run cattle via subsidy.
All right. Well,
cattle can't read, so they fall and die.
Well,
so can we at least pull the survey?
Sure. If you need to pull the survey, that's all right. We can do one of two things here. That the assessor has asked to pull the survey to verify the access. Okay. The access interest. So we can either table this and call you back, or we can make a decision. I mean, I think you've told us everything we need to know about it. we can get that information and then make a decision, and you can get sent the however you want to do it. I'll be happy to call you back, is what I'm saying. But we probably.
That's fine. I mean, I know it's a unique property, so I mean, whatever help and assistance you guys can offer is great. All I know is what we've told you and seen with our own eyes. So
sure.
If you guys have a.
I think the assessor just wants to verify the landlocked part, that there's no recorded easement, those kind of things. So, in any event, let's put it on a sooner date than that 28th.
Can we do it Monday or Tuesday?
Can we do it Monday or Tuesday? Yeah.
We can do Monday's the 21st.
Okay. I'm gonna make a motion. We table this till 7:21, and let's do, 1 o'clock?
So sure.
7:21 at 1 o'clock. All right.
Second.
And that is the only time we could do it, is in the afternoon. Yeah. Okay. Listen, we'll get that information, and we'll call you back on that day if that's agreeable with you, or, like I said, we can make a decision if you don't need to hear from us again. That's up to you.
No, it sounds interesting. Well, sure.
Call you back?
Okay, fine.
Okay.
Yeah, just right around the corner.
All right. I can't guarantee it's going to be at 1 o'clock. But it'll be sometime that afternoon. It just depends on where we're at. Okay?
Okay.
It's kind of like
that's
the cable company.
And you guys are gonna pull a survey or see what you can find in terms of any additional survey information?
Correct. We are.
Great.
All right, or the assessors is, I should say. We're a citizen board that tries to determine value on appeals. But as to BOE 531, I'm gonna make a motion that we table it to July 21st at 1 o'clock.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. All right. We'll talk to you again on that day.
Yeah. Great. Thank you, guys. Thanks so much for your help. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay. Bye-bye.
I don't really feel like she was trying to hide the ball.
Mm-hmm. No, but the argument for everyone in Taney County is I live by a ravine or a cliff. So
there's no doubt that there's a lot of property that have cliffs and they can claim that it's not usable. But I
and I could understand
the uniqueness of this situation.
Right, but I can understand it if the land values that I came up with were at 25,000.
If you're using the medium range,
acre,
I understand
where we're supposed to be. No. Instead of the 4356, which I thought.
But there's always going to be a property that's going to drop. It's like the one you threw out. There's always going to be a property that's mm-hmm. going to, you know, be like this. So, I mean, I this may be that property. I don't know. But we'll talk. I guess what I'm saying is I don't know if anybody else is going to have this situation. And so I don't think we're setting a precedent if we drop this one from this one. But anyway.
Well, you've already had two that you had that were supposedly landlocked, and you've gone. Anyway, but you changed the name.
Okay, where are we?
And she's already at Ag.
Is it JDHQ Land?
Right.
That's on BOE 559. We've got 1, 2, 3.
Do we ever do 541 Calvert's Express?
Yeah, we still have 541.
We still have Calvert's.
That's the one we called and talked to earlier.
She was going to get comps, though, wasn't she, or something? Because she's got to have.
It's in your email and it's in the file.
Oh, that's what you sent us? Okay. So that's what we were waiting on.
You
talking about 541?
Yeah.
Yeah, 541.
Yeah,
she was going to send us comps.
Yes, it's in the file folder and I emailed all of you.
Thank you.